Hi, I'm Elizabeth Humberstad, and
I'm Emily Polly,
and today we're going to talk to you about the SAMR model. So yeah, we'll go ahead and get started.
There are several strategies for assessing student progress that align with each level of the SAMR model. First, we'll begin with substitution. Substitution in this model is the act of transferring what could be handwritten over to technology. Teachers can use traditional assessment methods such as quizzes or written assignments that leverage digital tools. This could be Google Forms instead of like paper-based quizzes. And then a little benefit of these online tools is they'll provide automatic feedback, which you wouldn't get if it was handwritten. Other tools you can use to give yourself feedback could include discussion boards and presentations. With discussion boards, responses are easily organized, and you can compare student responses to see where everyone is at in general or like what could be improved. Presentations are also useful to provide feedback to you because you can see if students hit the main points that you want to enforce, and it allows for digital creativity. And not only do teachers need feedback, but so do students. This is why the next strategy is augmentation. Technology can enhance assessments by providing immediate feedback to students. Using tools like Quizlet or Kahoot can make learning fun while also showing students where they're at in their learning progress. These tools will also encourage them to learn more because they will want to win these online games. Technology can also enhance tasks through word processing tools. Using tools like Grammarly or Google Docs editing can help assist students with working on their writing skills. This is not all that augmentation is limited to. There are many other ways that technology can enhance tasks that you can research on your own.
Modifications can be can help lessons be more collaborative and project-based. Working in groups to create Google Doc presentations together or doing peer reviews and group presentations can make the lessons more interactive. You could use any type of shareable online program, literally any of them, to implement modifications like creating a Canva presentation with your classmates. Lastly, redefinition can be seen as another way to review or check for understanding creatively. By utilizing technology to create presentations or group projects, students are able to find different ways to connect with the material. Creating podcasts like this one or videos within Canva can be a great way to redefine. Implementing programs like Google Expedition can also be a great way to make VR or AR projects. Thank you.